From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. It's crunch time for health care overhaul legislation in Congress as Democratic leaders scramble to round up enough votes to pass the measure while Republicans and a number of interest groups try to derail the bill. William Galston is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution.
Journalists and scholars are busy calling up congressional offices, trying to get a bead on, you know, who's committed, who's uncommitted. And it's the Wild West, you know, down on Capitol Hill right now.
President Obama is set to speak at this hour on the health care bill in Strongsville, Ohio. That's the hometown of a cancer patient who wrote to the president saying she had to give up her health insurance because she can no longer afford it. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the changes the president is proposing to make in the No Child Left Behind law are, in Duncan's words, pretty dramatic. The goal, he says, is to broaden the focus of the law beyond math and reading.
Not only are we focusing just on schools, but we're focusing on school districts and we're focusing on states. And so there's much more shared responsibility and, frankly, shared accountability than anything that existed prior.
But the American Federation of Teachers says the proposal puts too much responsibility on teachers for school and student success. Thailand's prime minister says he will not give in to the demands of as many as 100,000 anti-government demonstrators gathered in the capital. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports the protesters want the prime minister to resign and order new elections.
The demonstrators had given Prime Minister Abhisit Vichachiwa until noon to dissolve parliament. It didn't happen. In a nationally televised address, Abhisit rejected their demand, but said he was willing to listen to their ideas. He didn't elaborate. Earlier in the day, tens of thousands of red-shirted protesters converged on a military base on the outskirts of the capital, where the prime minister and senior members of the military were said to be gathered. Thai security forces made no effort to stop the procession, nor did the demonstrators try to force their way inside. The protesters are now returning to their staging area near the center of the city, their next move unclear. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The Federal Reserve says industrial production has edged up, gaining a tenth of a percent in February. Danielle Carson reports that maintains a streak of eight straight months of growth.
Economists say the index's consistent gains suggest the economy is picking up steam. Still, the tenth of a percent increase was modest compared to January's nearly 1% gain. Manufacturing, the biggest slice of industrial production, took a hit, falling two-tenths of a percent. Michael Feroli is chief U.S. economist at J.P. Morgan.
The storms probably did depress activity generally, and manufacturing in particular.
Not surprisingly, utilities shot up 2%. Electric and gas companies cranked out extra power because of increased demand for heat. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The industrial production numbers not enough to trigger any sort of rally on Wall Street. The Dow is down 22 points. This is NPR News. Police in Pakistan say they have uncovered a supply of bomb-making gear and more than 3,000 pounds of explosives in an empty shop in the city of Lahore. They raided the shop after a tip from the owner, who told authorities he had become suspicious because his new tenants had never opened for business. Last week, suicide bombers killed more than 50 people in Lahore in coordinated attacks that also left more than 100 people wounded. Soccer superstar David Beckham is believed to have torn his Achilles tendon. Larry Miller reports from London that at the very least, Beckham will miss soccer's top tournament, the World Cup, which begins in June in South Africa.
In the closing minutes of last night's game with his team, AC Milan, David Beckham felt his Achilles tendon tear and he knew he was in trouble. Hopping off a field on one leg, he shouted to the bench, "It's broken, it's broken." Before being carried off on a stretcher, he was in tears, grimacing in pain with his head in his hands. Beckham is going to Finland for surgery and his doctor there says if the injury is as suspected, recovery time will be between 4 and 6 months. That means Beckham will not realize his goal of becoming the first England player to kick a ball in 4 consecutive Soccer World Cups. Beckham is on loan to AC Milan from the U.S. team LA Galaxy. At nearly 35, there are questions about whether he'll be able to return to form even after the injury is healed. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A prison in Iraq that's holding some 2,900 inmates is now in the control of Iraqi authorities. An American commander says the handover today by the U.S. military will leave the United States in control of only one prison in Iraq. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.